Dock workers have been off the job since shipping companies locked them out on Sunday at all of the 29 major West Coast ports. Duluth Superior Seaway Port Authority Director Davis Helberg says a prolonged shutdown could divert some cargo to the Great Lakes, especially grain.
If we do, great, and we'll certainly take it. You feel a little bit that capitalizing on somebody else's adversity, but I know the other coastal ranges have never been shy or reluctant to do that when we've had a situation, so it's all part of the game.
Part of the dispute revolves around self-loading and unloading ships, which have reduced the need for dock workers. Helberg says the number of longshoremen and women has declined over the past two decades.
All of labor has had to deal with automation, up to and including robotics in some cases, and certainly the continuing demand for greater productivity, lower people cost. I mean, it's not pretty out there. It's a cruel game we're engaged in. When I say we as a society.
Consumers will probably feel the impact if this lockout is prolonged. Right now, the West Coast is handling Christmas goods from the Orient. A lengthy strike would mean a shortage of toys and gadgets with the familiar Made in China stamp on them. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.